Ayin Shalom Aleichem, they wouldn't stand up and say Shalom Aleichem. His nika shu yoshin was nika that they were sleeping. Therefore, chaytfay v'makla, he would hit him with a stick. All right, we'll stop here. Here, the bottom of the Chav Zayin Amar Beis, almost up Chav Ches. Nan Hossim learned over there a Mishnah in Midas that Ish Harabais. This Harabais, he's like the superintendent, used to go around to check out every Mishmer and Mishmer. The Yavuka is the lekas of one of them. He had a torch lit in front of him to show him the way. For Chol Mishmer Shein Omet, any Mishmer that he went to see to make sure they're watching, if they would not stand up for him. The Yomle and say to him, Ish Harabais Shalom Alecha, like if they would not first, he enough to have Chav Ches, if they would not say Shalom Alecha, is Nikesh Shu Yoshin. Then the superintendent, like he could tell that those watchmen were really sleeping. And what did he do? Choifta v'makoli, he had a right to hit them with a stick. And also, Rishus Hoysaloi, Lisrafes Chsusai, he had permission like to burn the clothing, like a punishment for falling asleep. Instead of being watching the Beis Hamikdash, he had a right to burn the clothing. So not the clothing they were wearing, but they took off the clothing to go to sleep with. The other clothing they put on the side, he has a right to burn. Now, the Haymarmer people outside would say, like, Ma Koil B'Yazorah, what's this big voice, this big tumult, this big noise we have going on in the Yazorah? And the answer used to say was, this is the Koil of a Ben Levi Leika. This is the voice that a Ben Levi has been beaten up in the Beis Hamikdash because he fell asleep. Or Begodiv Nisrofim, and they're also burning his Begodim. Why? She Yoshin Le'a Mishma, because he fell asleep on the Mishma. So that's what the Mishnah says in Midos, that they had the superintendent going around checking them to make sure they're awake. If they fell asleep, he would beat them, get them up, and he had a right, if he wanted to burn the begodim. The Mishnah says now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, he says that Pamachas once happened that Motsu es Achaima, he once found his uncle, his mother's brother, Yoshin, like when the Mamuna went around, he found him sleeping. And the Sofres Chsusai, like the Mamuna, burnt his clothing. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says like this, that Kimoti Rabbi Yochanan Bahai Mas Niso, when Rabbi Yochanan came to learn this mission in Masechta Midos that we just learned, Omer Hochi said like this, Ashrayim L'Rishonim, like worthy is these first people, the first Deris, the people from before, like in the times of this Mishnah, Shafilo Aloines Ishino Oisim Din, like what did the lady do so bad? He fell asleep. Kamat like an honest kamat. And still they are so mocked, but that they gave him din. Like if you fell asleep and you're supposed to be watching, they had a right to beat him and to burn his begodim. If so, shaloi aloi nishin, if he did a different type of an aver, but it wasn't because he fell asleep, but he really did it b'mezid, lachas kam v'kama, that they used to give punishments then. So like Ashrayim, they were such a big madrega, they could afford to be punished, even for such a small aver, like just falling asleep when there's kamar anonis. So it shows how great they were, that they were makpid, even these small things, Ashrayim, they were worthy. Now the Mishnah says, Tani will learn like this. Rebbe says, Eizeu hiderach yishora, shiyavu lo yodam, what's the right path that a person should choose to go through? So Avada, this is not the only path, but this is one of them that you should choose to go through. So here it says, Yahav estechochos, you should love somebody that gives you musa, that tells you what you're doing wrong. Somebody gives you techoch, somebody rebukes you, for that you're supposed to love him, that's a very good midah. She calls the man, she techochas beilam, calls the man, there are people that are giving, rebuking, that are giving techoch one to another, nachas ruach bolielam, that makes a nachas ruach, like Hashem is happy with us. That is really the hemshech of the Gemara before. Like if we give, like take revenge, not revenge, but if we like give punishment for averis, means we're makbid, we make sure people do not do averis. With that, Hashem has nachas ruach. And Hashem sees that we're really caring a lot to do the mitzvahs. If you see somebody not doing the mitzvahs, you try and tell them to do it. So that gives Hashem a lot of nachas ruach. And also, toiva o bracha bol yolam. That will cause it to be good and to be brachas on this world. The roar mistalakis min olam will take away bad from the world also. If people that are given to chochon, that are doing the lishmor, they're telling somebody to help them along, That mamish brings upon brachas. She remembers a pasuk that says in Mishlei, "Lo moichichem yinoyim, v'aleim tavi bracha." Birchas Toiv, the Mechich, the people that give Tzechokh, they rebuke one another, they'll be nice, and because of them, there'll be Birchas Toiv. You see, that only causes there should be a Bracha Toiv. The Rashi is the Mefarsh, as it means, Odom Shemekabel Tzechokh, the person that accepts it, that receives it, Yenoyim Benachas Ruach Bol Yerlam. He'll like be peaceful, he'll cause Nachas Ruach to be in the world. The Yeshurim, some say, another pshat, that what's a midah that you should grab hold of? What's the right road? Shiyovu lo yodim. So again, the first one is you should love to receive tzechacha. Not just when somebody tells you, you get embarrassed and yell at him, but rather to come to receive it, to love it. Another midah is yachzik b'yemun yisera. Grab a hold of, have a lot of emun in Hashem, a lot of bitachin. Yachzik b'yemun yisera. Shneva, the pasuk says, Einei, like Hashem's eyes, b'nemonei, oritz, Hashem likes to live with these people that have emunah and have trust, complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Kol ha-machiyach es chaveru l'shem shemayim, if somebody rebukes his friend, mamash l'shem shemayim, not because you want to get angry at him or something to show him he's wrong or to show that you're better than him, but you mamash give him the chokh, give him musi, tell him what he's doing wrong, l'shem shemayim, for Hashem's sake, you want him to be able to do toiv. He should do mitzvahs also, he should, for his own sake. He should stop doing averis. If you do it, l'shem shemayim, is zoicha l'chelka shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be zoicha to be in the same chelik, means to be in the mechei mechitzes, before Hashem say here. Means you'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a tremendous chus. Shenem, the pasuk says, mochi echad emachurei, that somebody gives the chokha one to another, is achurei, means you're right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before she says here, Zechel Hill is a mocking means the Mechitzasa, Kleima, Betoch Mechitzasa, you'll be in the middle of the Mechitzasa of Hashem, in Hashem's room like. She can name it says here, Mechichod, the Marehu, Acharai, Kleima, Imi, you'll be with Hashem. For Lo Yoid, not only this, the Gemara says, El Shemosh Chenol of Chutcha Chesed, he'll have a string of Chesed, of grace over his face. Shem the Apostle says, Chen Yimotze Mimachliki Loshem, this person of more chayin than people that stop going flattering people. Sadrab, if you give techoch or l'shem shemayim, that will be zoich, you'll have chayin, you'll have grace on your face. Then the Mishnah says, not to know, your day if you find the beski siglak, you know somebody's there. Then it says, say what, not to know, your day, then Mishu writes litkur, mesam esbeach, and the Mishnah goes on to say, whoever wants to be term, mesam esbeach, So he comes and goes b'toivul, and then he makes the pius, he makes the girl. So Mosel Gufakash is the theory of the Mishnah itself. Omar, the first, you're telling me, Mishu writes a litra mesam esbech. And he kind of wants to do this first avoida, to make the truma sadeshen, take off the truma from the mesbeach. His mashkin, let him get up early. B'toivul, let him go to the mikvah. Actually, yav him amun, he should be all prepared before the superintendent comes. Alma, what do we see? That love the pious tell you milsi, you don't have to have a girl a lottery, but just whoever wants to is first come like first serve. Vodaton, then the end of the Mishnah it says yovi v'yafayz, it says no, let them come and make a pious, and let them make a lottery. So it's a stira. Alma the pious tell you milsi, you see you have to have a pious, you need a lottery. So Alma by answer like this, like kasha, there's no stira. Kan koydim takona, kan liyachat takona. It depends. There was at the beginning, you didn't have to have it. But later the Rabbanim made a special takonim to make a pious. Why? The Tanan, we learn like this. We learned that Barishan at the beginning, Kol Mi Shiroitza Litrim as a Mizbeach Torim. It used to be any kind that wanted to do this first avoid of the Trumas Adeshin has a right to do it. What's going to be this man Shem Rubin? Let's say there are a few kind that want to do it, and only one kind could do it. So they used to say like Rotten, let them have a race. They ran up the plank up to the Mizbech, and Kol HaKodim Eschaber B'Terech HaBamos Zoch, whoever got there first, got to the first one within the first Dal Ramis of the Mizbech, he was Zoich to do it. What's going to be Hoyishnaim Shav? Let's say two people got there at the same time. Samamun Amulem, then the superintendent would tell them, Hetzviu, like choose. Choose it, see which one should win. Umahim would see how they choose, what they put out. Like, we do put out fingers. Is Achaz Hashem, the Ramas chose, they either put out one finger or two fingers. So they're called odds or evens. But the minig was not to stick out the thumb, that not, just one or two of the fingers. Now, Meister, once happened that Kohayu Shovin, and there were two equal, so Rots and Velen the Kevis, they ran up to Kevis, V'dochav Echad Mehem Eschavera, one pushed off the Chavru, off the plank, V'nishbur Ragler, and he broke his leg. U'kishiro Bezon, Bezon saw what happened, Shohayu Boyin L'deskona, that if it's down, let them do it themselves, they'll come with a hurt themselves, is just kind of the men of special tekona, special degree over here. Shlo yil termin es hamizbeach al bepiyus. That from now on, this first avoid of trumas hamizbeach, trumas adeshen, you can't stand do it by yourself, but we'll have to make a piyus or make a girl. Safshana Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah was going after this takonim, and now they used to make a girl to see which one would be zeicha. Ravam Rava says no. It could be ididvidlech takona. Both parts of our Mishnah is going after this takona. Vachikatona, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Mishoyeroitze Lovi Lofayis, whoever wanted to come and be zoicha to be in the pierce, to be in the girl, so Mashkin, let him get up early with her to go to the mikvah, Achlo Yavah Mamuna, before the Mamuna comes. And then he'll come and he'll be in the pierce. Then Nechnami, the whole Mishnah is going after the Takona, that whoever, you have to have a pierce, you have to have a girl to see who should be zoicha. Now the Mishnah says, not less a mafteach, like this Mamuna, the superintendent that came in now, he would take the keys of the Mizbeah, of the Beis Hamikdash, from the Av, the Zekanim, like we had before in the Mishnah, the Zikne Beisav, they were holding the keys. Now the Mamuna would come and take the keys. O Pasach Esa Pishpush, he would open up the side door there. Pishpush is a small door. He would open it up. O V'nichnas Mi Beis Hamukad Liazara, like they were in the Beis Hamukad. So now he would go out from the Beis HaMoikad into the Azor, into the Beis HaMikdash, the Mamuna. And V'nichnesu HaKanamach, the Kanam would come out after him. O'ishtei Avukhe Shalor B'yodin, had two torches in the hand. Now Nechle Kula Shtei Kitas. When the Kanam came out now, this Mamuna, he had in two different groups going through the Beis HaMikdash. Eilu Mahalchen B'yachsandra Derech Mizrach, one went through like inside, but around the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Achsagra, right around the walls, there's a little porch there. So they went around the Achsagra, one went around the east side, the other one around the other side, the west side. They would go around checking to make sure all the Kedem are right in the Beis Hamikdash, that everything is set in the Beis Hamikdash. Until they come and they would meet in the Mokum, within that room where they used to be making the Chavitim for the Kohen Gadol. That's the special minchi brought every single day, the Chavitim. Hegiyo, when they came to Gigiyo Elu V'Yelu, when they both met, like both groups, when they went around the old Beis Hamikdash and they met, so Amru, they said one to another, Shalom Hakel Shalom. So if they say everything is peaceful, it means everything in the Beis Hamikdash is Beseda. They checked out all the Kelim, everything is fit. Now hemidu oisim chavitim, lasas chavitim. Then these the kohanim, like in that room, started then to make the chavitim. This will see in the Gemara exactly what they did. They started to prepare the water, because here it's mashma that they brought the chavitim first, and it's not true. We know the first thing you do is bring the korban atomit, and here it's mashma the first thing they told them to do was let these kohanim go and make the chavitim. This mashma to bring it. So Gemara will talk about this. It says now, Mishezocho Litrimes Mizbech, the kohen that was there to do the Truma Sadeshin, who Yitrim, he would make the Truma, he would take off the ashes. They would tell him, have a Zoya, be very careful, kohen. Shloi Tiga Bekli, don't touch these Kalim, don't touch your shovel there, at Shetakdash Yodecho, until first you make Kiddush Yodayim for Raglech on your feet, Menakir from the water of the Kir. But this was an avoida. The Truma Sadeshin was the first avoida. So you can't do it until you first make a kiddush, you're dying for a glayim. So you tell them, be careful, first make sure you wash your feet and your hands. V'harei ha-machten esunah b'miktsoya. Now the shovel that he used to use was in the corner, bein ha-kevus mizbeach, in the corner between the plank and the mizbeach v'marovay on the mar of the west side shokevish, of kevus, of the plank going up. Now ein adam nichnas imoy, nobody would go up with him. When he used to go up, he used to go around the side of the Mizbeach, nobody went with him. He didn't have a candle in his hand either. Ela mahalach liur hamarocha. Just on top of the mizbech was the burning the fire. So that fire, that light, was able to see. He could see his way. The lohoyu roinoi. So the other kanim cannot see him. They were on the other side of the mizbech, and he went up the mizbech. The other kanim cannot see him.